everybody, and welcome to another episode of Presidential Archives Uncovered, the podcast that brings to you cool clips from the Presidential Libraries of the U.S. National Archives. In today's clip from the Johnson Presidential Library and Museum, President Johnson talks with Martin Luther King Jr. on January 15, 1965. The President discusses his strategies for passing health, education, and welfare legislation, as well as his idea for ensuring voting rights for African American citizens. This 4-minute excerpt from the 20-minute conversation ends with a direct statement from President Johnson. "I just don't see how anybody can say that a man can fight in Vietnam, but he can't vote in the post office." Now listen to the conversation from the beginning.
Hello?
Hello?
This Lyndon Johnson. I had a call from you, and I tried to reply to it a couple of times, Savannah, and different places, and they said you were traveling, and I got to traveling last night. Just got down here to meet the Prime Minister of Canada this morning, and I had a moment. I thought maybe we better try to reply to your call.
Well, I certainly appreciate the time to call, and I don't want to take but just a minute or so of time. First, I want to thank you for that great State of the Union message. Really a marvelous presentation. I think we're on the way now towards great society.
I'll tell you what our problem is. We've got to try with every force at our command, and I mean every force, to get these education bills that go to those people under $2,000 a year income. $1.5 billion, and this poverty that's $1.5 billion, and this health that's going to be $900 million next year, right at the bottom. We've got to get them passed before the vicious forces concentrate and get them a coalition that can block them. Then we have got to so we won't divide them all and get them hung up in a filibuster. We've got to, when we get these big things through that we need, Medicare, education, I've already got that hearing started, the 22nd in the House, 26th in the Senate. Your people ought to be very, very diligent in looking at those committee members that come from urban areas that are friendly to you, to see that those bills get reported right out, because you have no idea, it's shocking to you, how much benefits they will get. There's $8.5 billion this year for education, compared to $700 million when I started. So you can imagine what effort that's going to be. And this one bill is $1.5 billion. Now, if we can get that, and we can get a Medicare, we ought to get that by February. We get our poverty. That will be more than double what it was last year. Then we've got to come up with the qualification of voters. That will answer 70% of your problems. If you just clear it out everywhere, make it age and read and write. No tests on what Chaucer said, or Browning's poetry, or constitutions, or memorizing, or anything else. And then you may have to put them in the post office. Let the postmaster, that's a federal employee that I control, who they can say is local, he's recommended by the congressman, he's approved by the senator. But if he doesn't register everybody, I can put a new one in. And it's not an outside Washington influence. It's a local man. But they can just all go to the post office like they buy a stamp. Now, I haven't thought this through, but that's my general feeling. And I've talked to the Attorney General, and I've got them working on it. I don't want to start off with that any more than I do with 14B, because I wouldn't get anything else. And I don't want to publicize it. But I wanted you to know the outline of what I had in mind.
Yes. Well, I remember you mentioned it to me the other day when we met at the White House, and I've been very diligent about making this statement.
Well, your statement was perfect about the vote's important, very important, and I think it's good to talk about that, and I just don't see how anybody can say that a man can fight in Vietnam, but he can't vote in the post office.